今天我站在这里
I stand before you today
是要来为我们诗班
And I would like to represent the choir
已完成的台语诗歌愿你平安的卡带
I would like to express that we have completed our CD, our choir CD
来献上感恩及分享我们的感受
Give thanks to God and express to you our feelings about this matter.
当我听到牧师要我今年来带诗班时
When Pastor asked me today to, or this year to lead the choir,
我说不可能吧
I said, that's impossible.
我已经宣布我不再以音乐为我的侍奉
Because I had already expressed that I was not going to serve in music, in the music ministry any longer.
但是上帝的灵还是感动我来接受
But the Spirit of God moved upon my heart to accept this.
后来我在思考如何来带诗班时
And as I was thinking later about how I'm going to lead the choir,
突然有一个念头跑到我的脑海里
Suddenly I had an idea.
你不是一直盼望有人吗
Aren't you always hoping for someone?
出版一个有台语诗歌及信息的录音带吗
To publish a Taiwanese tape with songs and sharing on it?
为何你在找别人？为何你不自己来做呀
？Why are you asking for someone else to come do this? Why not come and do it yourself?
我对自己说
，And then I said to myself, "Don't kid yourself."
那是不可能的，因为
That's impossible because
第一，我不是专业音乐人才
，Because I'm not a trained professional musician.
我只不过是一个塞缝的诗班指挥
，I'm just a fill-in choir director.
我只是在补教会侍奉的缺口而已。
I'm just making up a certain place, a certain gap in the ministry of our church here.
第二，而且在那时候
，And secondly, at that time,
我都还不知道谁能来帮诗班伴奏。
I didn't even know who was going to be able to accompany the choir.
诗班的情况又不稳定之下
，And our choir's condition was not very stable.
此日的崇拜能献诗就已经很好了。
So if we were able to give a song during the worship service, that's already a really good accomplishment.
实在完全没有条件去想到录音这种高难度又专业性的工作。
And we didn't have any qualifications to be able to make a CD, a music CD.
我就叫自己别再胡思乱想了。
And so I told myself,Stop kidding around and having wild thoughts.
今年初我有向诗班员提起。
At the beginning of this year, I mentioned this idea to the choir.
如上帝允许的话，我们就来录制福音诗歌带。
If God is with us, we will try to make a gospel recording.
复活节的赞美礼拜以后。
And at the time of Easter, during Easter worship service,
我在提出主构想
I presented to them my idea of how we could do this.
结果所有诗班员都同心愿意来参与这个看似不可能的侍奉。
And all the choir members expressed that they would be willing to participate in this, it seemed like an impossible musical feat.
到六月的时候我就在向诗班提出具体的内容。
In June, I gave the choir a more concrete proposal.
定义我们不只是为神来做，而我们更是与神同工，来互相勉励。
And I told them this is not just something we're doing for God, but we're working together with God, and that's an encouragement to us.
因为我们还是没有固定的诗琴。
Because we still didn't have a regular pianist.
而且献诗的时候也时常荒腔走板。
And a lot of times as we were singing, we'd sing a little bit out of tune or some problems would occur.
更不知如何去录制。
How in the world are we going to make a music tape?
依做生意的眼光来说，这好像是异想天开。
And from a businessman's perspective, this seems like a foolish thing to do.
但我们想，既然是与神同工，那神是我们的队长，神是我们的指挥。
But I thought,Since we are working together with God, God is our director. God is going to be with us to do this thing.
我们只做好唱歌的本分。
All we need to do is to sing our best.
其他所有我们不知道、我们不会的工作，我们相信神自己会去预备，他会去供应。
And all the rest of those things that we are not feel able to do or capable of doing, God will prepare for those things.
所以成功或者失败是在神的掌握之中。
So whether we are successful or whether we fail in this, this is in God's hands.
七月的第一次录音以后，我们就发觉我们的程度实在是无法录音。
In July, after the first time when we tried to record some music, we found that our level just was not up to this at the moment.
所以我就说我们需要暂时停下来。
So I said, we are going to have to stop for 2 months here.
此时上帝就感动一位留学德国的声乐家。
And at this time, God moved upon the heart of someone who had studied sacred music in Germany.
他乐意每个礼拜五晚上义务来教导诗班员的歌唱技巧。
And they came voluntarily every Friday night to teach the choir how to sing, the techniques of singing.
同时我也从我新旋律叶牧师那里得到很大的帮助。
And at the same time, there was a pastor Ye from Melody of My Heart who was able to give us a lot of help.
他就提供所有有关录制卡带的资料给我。
He gave us a lot of information on how to record a tape.
我新旋律这个机构，它每一个月送出25,000个录音带。
Melody of My Heart, this organization, every month gives 25,000 pieces of music out.
九月我们四班就重新开始录音。
And in September we began again to record our music.
一连四个礼拜六，我们就完成我们诗歌的录音。
In 4 consecutive Saturdays, we finished the recording of the music.
这在做音乐上面似乎是不可能的事。
It seemed like that was an impossible thing from a perspective of a from a musical perspective.
但是我们经历了一个事实。
But we experienced a reality there.
那就是通过一颗愿意给神使用的心。
As we are willing to be used by God,
我相信我们的上帝他自己就会在这些卑微软弱的器皿上。
God can use us weak and imperfect vessels,
显出他莫大的能力和他奇妙的作为。
To reveal his great power and his work.
如果你们今天拿了卡带以后不相信这个是诗班所唱的，
If you don't believe that this was sung by our choir when you received this CD today.
我不会奇怪，因为我们的诗班员也有这样的同感。
I won't blame you because our choir also feels the same.
但我深信这是圣灵亲自通过这些歌曲来以及信息。
But I believe that this is the Holy Spirit has worked through us and this music and this sharing on this tape.
来向你说话。来带给你安慰，来带给你鼓励。
To speak to you, to speak to you, to encourage you, to build you up.
使你重新得力。
That you may be receive new strength.
愿所有的荣耀归于至高至真的上帝。
And may all the glory be given to God Most High.
我们也要感谢我们的牧师一直非常全力的支持和鼓励。
We want to thank Pastor Real for his complete and wholehearted support for this project.
也感谢我们长执会他们支持这个音乐事工。
And we thank the board as well for their support for this musical outreach.
我相信我们的诗班员他们在这一次的录音上。
I believe that all the choir members in this time of recording,
他们已经自己领受到神对他们亲自的奖赏。
They have already received a reward from God in this effort.
我们爱恩教会的会友实在也是有福气。
We are very blessed here at EFCI.
在这个每一个节日，我们都有诗班以诗歌来带领我们崇拜。
That we can have a choir to lead us in worship every Sunday.
你们知道现在在台北的教会里，
Do you know that in a lot of EFC churches,
已经没有几间教会没有这样的崇拜了。
There's not too many churches that can have this in their churches, in their services today.
所以在此我希望大家以掌声来鼓励及感谢我们的诗班。
Let us give the choir a round of applause.
现在我们诗班要以这首歌《上帝的儿女何等有福》来继续我们的崇拜。
We're going to continue our worship with this choral number, Child of God.
谢谢。经过录音的操练，我们的诗班真的有长足的进步，我觉得非常感动。今天牧师的正道是由牧师的正道是感恩的实际表现。 Today Pastor Liu's message is the practical expression of thanksgiving. 请牧师。
各位弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace to you brothers and sisters.
今天是感恩节。
Today is thanksgiving.
我要用感恩的实际表现这个题目跟我们一起来分享。
I would like to share with you the practical expression of thanksgiving.
感恩一定要有实际的表现。
Thanksgiving must have a practical expression.
如果感恩没有实际的表现的时候，那就可以说他还没有真的学到感恩。
If someone has not taken action in their Thanksgiving, we can say that they have not really found what Thanksgiving means.
从前有一位农夫
，There was a farmer.
他每一年做那个玉米的时候都得到冠军。
Every year his corn crop received the first prize.
所以大家都来问他说，到底你用什么方法，每一年你种的那个玉米都得到冠军？
And everyone was asking this farmer, what do you do every year to get the first prize?
他说没有啊，我都跟你们一样啊，我也同样用石用肥料，我就是这样而已啊。
And the farmer said to his neighbors, I do the same things that you do. I use water, I put some fertilizer, I'm just the same as you.
他说奇怪，那我们方法都跟你一样，为什么你每次都得到冠那个得到第一名呢？
And they all said, well, why is it that if our method is the same as yours, you always get first prize?
你一定有其他的方法。
You must have some secret there.
他说我真的告诉你，我们都没有其他的方法，
And、
我们跟你们一样啊。
Said, no, I really don't have a secret. It's, I do the same thing that you do.
我说是平时我非常认真的来种这些玉米，做完以后，我说献上感恩，说神啊，感谢你，你有的农作物这么的好。
Every year I plant my corn and I plant all my fields very carefully and then I give thanks to God that has given me this chance to do this.
所以上帝这么眷顾我，我也把这么好的这个第一年的种子啊，我就给我四周围的我的邻居。
God has blessed me so much that every year I give some of these first prize seeds to my neighbors, the farmers around me.
就是这样啊。
It's just like that.
以后呢，有一个专家他就去来查这个问题。
And later there was an expert that came to dig into what this question a little bit.
他在发现一个秘诀。
He found there was a secret there.
因为这个人啊，每一次得奖的时候，他就得头等奖的时候，他就把他的那个最好的那个玉米啊，他就给他住在前面的这个家庭。
Every year when he got the first prize, he gave some of that prize corn to the neighbor that lived in front of him.
那他也给这个东边的他这个隔壁的农夫也给这个好的种子给他。
He gave some of those good seeds to the neighbor on the east.
他也给那个后面的这个邻居最好的种子。
And some of those good seeds to the neighbor behind him.
那他也给这个西边的最好的种子。
And some to the neighbor on the left, or on the west.
结果呢？他四周围的这些人的用第一枚的种子啊，所种出来的那个玉米啊。
The result was that all those neighbors all around him, the corn that they planted with those prize-winning seeds,
当开花的时候啊，风啊，无论从哪个方向吹啊，那个最好的那个花纹啊，就跑到他的这个中间来了。
So that no matter which direction the wind blew from, when the corn flowers blossomed, the pollen from those prize-winning plants blew over to this farmer's fields.
因为一般的人啊，如果得到第一名的时候啊，他说哇，这个第一名，我这个怎么可以给别人呢？
Usually when people get first prize, they say, how can I share this with anybody else?
结果呢，那个从旁边的这些次等的这种花纹呢，就吹到他的那个第一名的，第二年他也变成次等的。
And in that case, the pollen from those secondary corn plants over on the side there would blow over to this farmer's fields, and the next year he would only have secondary corn.
我说这个人啊，他不想这个方法，因为他这个农夫，他也不晓得这个，他只有感恩上帝啊，你自己有这么好的这个第一名的。这个玉米，我就把这个第一年的玉米，我就给我的四周围的这些农夫。
But this farmer, he just was a simple farmer with a thankful heart. He was willing to share with all of those around him and give thanks to God.
各位弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
感恩。如果你真的有实际的表现的时候，你会蒙到上帝的祝福。
If your thanksgiving has practical action, you will be blessed by God.
那今天呢？我们就来看那个圣经里面呢、啊，有一个家庭，
Let's look at a family in the Bible today.
这个家庭呢，有一个大姐，就是马大姐哈。
There was a big sister named Martha in this family.
然后另外一个姐姐叫做玛利亚。
And there was another sister named Mary.
还有一个小弟弟呢，叫做拉撒路。
And the little brother's name was Lazarus.
那圣经里面记载这个小家庭啊，也是非常可怜，因为没有爸爸妈妈。
They were a pitiful family because they had no mother and father.
但是有一天呢，这个拉撒路这个小弟弟啊，忽然生病就死掉了。
One day the little brother Lazarus got sick and died.
我们看到圣经，我们就很清楚，耶稣就来到这个家庭里面，耶稣就关心他们，耶稣显一个神迹，让这个拉撒路他从死里复活。
And we know the Bible story how Jesus came to this family one day in compassion and raised Lazarus from the dead.
那现在我们要从这三个，这个两个姐姐，一个弟弟，他们三个人，他们如何用实际的这个表现来感恩呢？
And let us look at these three characters in the Bible. How did they express thanksgiving in practical ways?
好，我们先来看这个马大。
Let's look at Martha first.
马大他是用他的恩赐才能他来感恩。
Martha used her gifts and talents to express thanksgiving.
我们知道啊，这个马大姐啊，圣经里面记载说，耶稣到他的家的时候啊。哇，他马上把他的拿手好菜啊，他都拿出来。
When Jesus came to Martha's house, the first thing she did was bring out the best food for Jesus.
因为他的心里面啊，常常对耶稣基督有感恩，他会常常计算主的恩典。
So she had a heart of thanksgiving towards Jesus, and she expressed it this way.
他很自然的把他的这个内心对主的爱能够流露出来。
It was natural for her to express her thanksgiving in this way.
有一次啊，有一个记者，他看到有几个工人啊。
One time there was a reporter that saw several workers.
他在那边工作的时候，那个记者就去问这些工人。
And this reporter went to interview these workers.
那这三个工人呢，他们都是木匠。
These three were carpenters, like I used to be.
他们都有恩赐。
They all had a gift, a talent.
他们都有才能。
They were all talented.
然后那个记者就问第一个说：“哎，这个木匠先生啊，你在这边做什么啊？”
And the reporter asked the first carpenter, "Sir, what are you doing?"
他说：“我在这边啊，是为了每一个小时十块钱啊，我在这边做这个木匠。”我为了挣十块钱，每一个小时十块钱，我在这边做木匠。
I'm a carpenter for $10 an hour, he said.
哦，是这样啊。
Oh, is that the way it is?
他就问第二个。
So the reporter asked the second one, "What are you doing?"
他说，我在这边啊。
He said, "I'm here."
我在 enjoy 我的 job, 因为我的擅长是木匠，所以我做木匠我非常喜乐。我不但一个小时十块钱，我能够 enjoy 我所做的。
Because I enjoy my work, it's not only $10 an hour here, but I'm doing something that's fun for me.
然后他说就问第三个。
And then he asked the third one.
他说，哎，木匠先生啊，你在这边做什么啊？
And then he asked the third one, Mr. Carpenter, what are you doing?
这个第三个木匠啊，他就说啊，我在这边啊，我们是在建造一个很漂亮的一个礼拜堂。他说虽然我还没有看到，但是有一天啊，这个礼拜堂会盖起来。
And the third carpenter said,I'm here to build a beautiful church building, though I haven't seen it yet, but there's coming a day when we will see this building.
你看，这三个人啊，神都给他们有同样的恩赐。
These three, they all have the same gift.
但是这三个人的表现啊，都不一样。
But their expression was very different.
一个人工作是为了他的肚子。
One was working just for his belly.
一个人工作是他的兴趣。
And the other was just because it was his interest.
一个人的工作，他是有个目标，有一天会把一个漂亮的大的教堂盖起来。
And the third one was working because he had a goal. He was going to build a beautiful church building.
现在我们世界上的人也跟这三个人一样。
The people in the world are like these three people today.
每天工作，忙碌工作，都是为了肚子。
Every day they're busy working.For their bellies.
有一种人他的工作了就是啊，这个是我的专长我很喜欢我的工作啊。
Others are working because it's their interest. This is my specialty. I love to do this.
但是又有一种人啊，他每天的工作他有一个目标就是为了建造神的国度。
And there are others who have a goal, a purpose. They are building the kingdom of God.
现在上帝给我们有许多的恩赐。
God has given us many gifts today.
你是用哪种态度来服侍神呢？
What attitude are you using to serve God?
刚才我们的诗班嘛，